This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Television actor Jussie Smollett has been released on bond after posting $100,000 bail for allegedly paying two men $3,500 to stage a racially motivated attack on him last month. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
Empire is filmed in Chicago. Assistant State's Attorney Risa Lanier says specific instructions were given to two brothers.
Defendant Smollett also included that he wanted Ola to place a rope around his neck, pour gasoline on him, and yell, "This is MAGA country."
Lanier says Smollett misled people into thinking the attackers were white.
This investigation shifted from a hate crime to disorderly conduct.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says Smollett was upset with his salary.
Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations?
Jussie Smollett's attorneys say the allegations are outrageous, inconsistent with his character. I'm Ed Donahue.
The federal judge overseeing the criminal case of President Donald Trump's former political advisor Roger Stone Thursday tightened a gag order against him and threatened Stone with jail if he violates it. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson told Roger Stone he would pose a danger to others in his criminal case unless she modified the terms of his bond release and included a gag order. Stone took the witness stand trying to explain why he posted a photo of her with an image that appeared to be crosshairs near her head. He tried to apologize, but the judge said the apology rings quite hollow.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. does not intend to ease its economic sanctions against North Korea until it is confident Pyongyang has substantially reduced the threat it poses as a nuclear-armed country. He spoke on NBC's Today show. This is VOA News. A U.S. Coast Guard officer has been ordered held without bail on a drug and gun charge, while prosecutors gather evidence to support more serious charges involving what they portrayed as a domestic terror plot. Lieutenant Christopher Paul Hassan was arrested last week. Police found several weapons, steroids, and several thousand rounds of ammunition in his apartment. United States Attorney Robert Herr says the number and force of weapons recovered, coupled with the disturbing nature of his writings, appear to reflect a significant threat.
The sheer number and force of the weapons that were recovered from Mr. Hassan's residence in this case, coupled with the disturbing nature of his writings, appear to reflect a very significant threat to the safety of our community, particularly given the position of trust that Mr. Hassan held with the United States government.
Federal prosecutors said that compiled what appeared to be a computer spreadsheet hit list that included House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, as well as prominent political candidates and members of the media. European ministers are beginning a debate on Friday how and when to start trade negotiations with the United States, aware that U.S. President Donald Trump may impose punitive tariffs on EU car imports if the bloc waits too long. The European Commission has asked the EU's 28 countries to approve the two negotiating mandates so that formal talks can begin. Germany is keen to start as soon as possible, while France is reluctant to engage with President Trump. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said Thursday he would consider closing the country's border with Colombia and would definitely shutter the border with Brazil.
Yo no quiero tener que tomar una decisión de esas características, pero la estoy
evaluando. Said, I don't want to have to make a decision of those characteristics, but I am considering it. A total closure of the border with Colombia, I am considering it. Maduro made the announcement in a televised interview shortly after a caravan of Venezuelan opposition leaders led by National Assembly President Juan Guaido departed for the Venezuela-Colombia border to receive humanitarian aid for needy citizens over the objections of Maduro. A Brazilian presidential spokesman said his country still plans to stage humanitarian aid near the border until Guaido is able to organize a way to get it. The United States and dozens of other countries have recognized Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate leader. Pope Francis opened a landmark Vatican conference on the sexual abuse of children by priests Thursday by saying that the church should listen to the cry of the little ones seeking justice. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.